Welcome to session 4.1 of the ASRML tutorial, in which we'll introduce some of the ideas involved in fitting generalised linear models and generalised linear mixed models in ASRML. This is an area of continuing research when it comes in particular to generalised linear mixed models. There's a whole area of work in hierarchical GLMs which is not available in ASRML, and that research is continuing. And there is debate about the applicability of some of these methods for particular kinds of data, and we might mention some of those issues as we go through. Now, ASRML is a dedicated REML package rather than a dedicated GLM package, but there is a close affinity between the methods involved in both situations, and so ASRML has the facility of specifying a distribution for the response variable and a choice of link functions, which is the basis for the generalised linear models approach. And because ASRML can fit mixed models as well as fixed models, that choice of model is available. But there are certain circumstances in when it doesn't actually work very well. Assessed on the basis of generating a data set under a simulation exercise and then trying to recover the parameters, if you have small class sizes for the random effects, and often you do, then the estimate of the variance parameter that might be returned is particularly likely to be biased down under this procedure. Nevertheless, it is useful and people want to do it, and it is available. So what we do with generalised linear models is we use iteratively reweighted least squares. So we start with a tentative set of solutions under the particular model. We predict using that solution the weights and the derivatives according to the link function. And so we create a working variable. We analyse that working variable, and having analysed that working variable, we can then get new predictions of our fitted values. The characteristic of the distributions that this applies to is that the variance is a function of the mean. So, for example, for binomial data, if the mean is n times p, the proportion, n is the sample size, the variance is npq or np1 minus p. Similarly, for a Poisson distribution, the variance equals the mean. And for the various other distributions, there's a functional relationship between the mean and the variance. And so given that you have the mean, you can work out the variance, and given you've got the variance, you can work out the weight that should be attributed to that observation. So these are distributions that belong to the exponential family, and variations upon them. So ASRML uses iteratively reweighted least squares. It reworks out the working variable every iteration, reworks the weights, and iterates until there is some sort of convergence. Now, because the working variable is changing, then the log likelihood value that is printed out, which is essentially the log likelihood for a normal variable, will change because the y variable that's being used will change. And so at convergence, while the log likelihood value will have converged to a value, it's not necessarily a maximum. It could well have had a higher value during the process because it is a different variable at each iteration. And the normal criterion is calculated differently in any case. It's calculated on the basis of what's called a deviance, which is the likelihood function for assuming the particular distribution that we're talking about. The log likelihood reported by ASRML is assuming a normal distribution. So there are several things that might confuse the person who is familiar with another package. But what ASRML is doing is simply applying the weight because it can do weighted analysis and generating a new working variable using the standard formulas and iterating on that to produce the solution. There are various names and there's some discussion in the user guide about these methods. To be particular, the working variable is a fitted value under the model. So if we have a solution to the fixed effects and random effects, and then we add a deviation to that, which is based on the transformation from the observed scale to the analysis scale based on the link function, where O is the observation, E is the expected value on the observed scale. So we take xTOR plus zU and retransform it onto the observed scale to get an expected value. That gives a residual on the observed scale, and then we scale that residual by the derivative to convert it back onto the underlying scale. That expression is based on Taylor series expansion around the current solution. D then is the derivative, O is the observed value, E is the expected value on the observed scale predicted from the underlying scale. The RAML method is then applied to that working variable using the weight that is calculated on the observed scale, and it is also transformed using that D value onto the underlying scale to give us a weight on an underlying scale. For example, with a binomial logit, the fitted values xTOR plus zU, we have the expression here for the observation, the proportion is given by 1 on 1 plus e to the minus y, and we can invert that expression to give y equals log of p on 1 minus p. So that's why it's called a logit. And then we have the derivative of that expression, which turns out to be p on 1 minus p. The binomial weight is np on 1 minus p. So the analysis weight is n on p 1 minus p. And ASRAML recalculates those every iteration. Now, just to make a few disclaimer here, without random effects, this was the standard generalized linear model approach, and ASRAML does calculate and report the deviance, the proper deviance for that as in relation to the variance heterogeneity factor that is reported. And there is an option to do an analysis of deviance, and that works for when the model is completely fixed. There are no random effects in the model. When the random effects come in, then changes in deviance no longer form a basis for testing terms in the model, because as you fit the various models, assuming you're changing just the fixed effects and not the random effects, variation that is taken up by fixed effects, when you drop it, goes into the random effects, and then the deviance no longer actually represents just the effect of dropping that term, because the variation is picked up by other terms already in the model. So the analysis of deviance option isn't applicable when you've got random effects in the model. In terms of the syntax, for the various distributions, we can specify the distribution after specifying the y variable. So exclamation mark bin, where that might stand for binary or binomial, and then you can specify one of the link functions, identity, logit, probit, or complementary log-log. If it's a binomial situation, you also need to specify the column in the data, the variable in the data, that has the totals, because a binomial is so many observations or so many out of so many, and so the response variable in the analysis is the number of occasions where the event happens, and the total is out of the number of tries that were allowed. Poisson just depends on a single variable. Exclamation mark Poisson declares it is a Poisson link to be used, And the options for the link functions are identity, logit, and square root. For a gamma distribution, the link functions are identity, log, and inverse, and there is a scaling parameter that may be set. It can't be estimated, but it may be set for the gamma and also for the negative binomial. And you need to refer to the user guide if you're using those. There are some general variables. If you're doing a hazard function kind of model, the Cox's proportional hazard model, then you'll need to specify an offset, and that offset variable can be specified, and that's another variable in the data, and that is used to adjust the observation on the underlying scale. There's a dispersion parameter. Now, if you don't specify the dispersion parameter, then the analysis is done assuming that the weights are correct. You can specify a value, and that will be used as a scaling factor for the weights, or you can specify dispersion without an argument, and ASReml will estimate a scaling parameter or a dispersion parameter for the analysis. There are various other options relating to the calculation of residuals, whether you want deviance residuals or working residuals or response residuals or Pearson residuals reported. And read the user guide to get the details of those things. Let's just take a simple example, which should be available on the CD. When we come to a genetic application, there is a reasonable modelling process whereby we can think of the underlying scale as akin to a normal scale and model it as a logit or a probit. The logit distribution is very similar to a probit distribution, the probit being based on the normal. And so we can imagine that that underlying distribution is a kind of residual, and then we fit the various random effects, and that makes a plausible model, and it's been used for over 50 years as a random effects kind of model in a genetic kind of application. Modelling on the Poisson scale doesn't quite have such a simple link to genetic theory, say with respect to estimating heritability, because there isn't a constant underlying residual variance on the underlying scale. Our example here is some lamb data. There are some quite large groups of lambs. It is summarised data, so we've got our various variables there. Years, groups, sex is coded 0 or 1. The sire is identified, so there's progeny, male progeny and female progeny. The column XXX is just a stray column in the data set. The total number of lambs, 39, 50, 35. And there were several variables that were present in this data set, and we're going to analyse in this analysis the variable L5. There was a categorical response. It's the number of feet that are scored as having a foot shape score, and the class 5 is the dominant class, so we'll treat that as a binomial variable for class 5 versus the rest. And so we specify L5 as the variable. Just notice that we've analysed the proportion. L5 is read in as a number, but we're dividing it by the total so that we end up with the proportion. In fact, ASReml will work equally as well if you analyse the totals. It seeks to detect whether the numbers that are presented are proportions or totals, depending on the maximum value of that variable. So if they're proportions, they'll all be less than 1. So the model L5, we want a binomial distribution, so we say exclamation mark binomial. the logit transformation, so exclamation mark logit. The totals are in variable tot, so we declare that, and then fit the model, the mean, the group, the sex, sex by group, and random sire. So that is an example of fitting that model. Now you can find that data set on the CD, run that model, and maybe compare that with some simple analyses of the same data, just analysing the proportion as a weighted variable and comparing the results that you might get from that. Finally, just notice that we have analysed in this example a sire model with quite large sire families, and the procedure works reasonably well in this case, but we do not recommend using this approach in an animal model where the family size is basically on an individual basis, so the cell size is one, and in that case great biases tend to appear if you apply this method.